I should probably tweet that we're doing this podcast.
All right.
Yes.
Let's take a look at it. That bass is heavy.
Mm.
A little funky. What happens when I pause that?
Oh my gosh.
That was aggressive. All right. That was aggressive.
Yeah. My face felt it being aggressive.
Oh. All right. All right. Well, let's get this gosh darn thing opened up. Phoenix Kaleeder has words to say about things. She's not feeling it.
So I was getting coffee, minding my own business, and a guy grabs my arm.
Really?
What kind of guy? A tall, serious black man. Bald.
Bald, like in a very sexy way?
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Alright, WineCellarMedia.com, Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is the Black Podcast with Phoenix and William with Wine Cellar Media. Phoenix Kaleeder is the uppity negress on the Twitter, sharing the link to the episode in this moment on the Twitter.
Yes, in this very moment.
That is actually true.
Yeah.
She has the best tweets.
I do have the best tweets. I actually have the most stable tweets.
She loves the poorly educated. We can't critique Donald Trump. You just make fun of him. He's bizarre, and I got nothing. I can't cover Donald Trump like with a straight face and serious. All right, what the holy heck darn. Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say, as far as Trump though, just. Actual headline, he wants to put the military between the border of Mexico and the U.S., which, in my humble opinion that nobody listens to, is just a step closer to fascism and having armed military as well as armed police and National Guard in our own borders shooting people. It's going to be awesome. So that's going on. Yeah. You know.
And this one is titled, the podcast title, we podcast, we archive the podcast of the shows via Blog Talk Radio. So on Blog Talk Radio, it says, what the heck is an activist? But on the website and on the Patreon, it's what the fuck is an activist? And on Facebook, we left it untitled because somebody will report us.
Probably the person I'm about to talk about is going to report us.
Yeah.
Because their feelings are fucking hurt because they're sensitive. Yeah.
All right, you want to launch it? I guess, remember, the idea that we had when we were doing show prep was look at a dictionary definition of activist, then go over the colloquialism of it, and figure out exactly who was activizing and who was activated.
And organizing and, oh, fuck. All right, so, okay, dictionary definition. An activist, an especially active, vigorous advocate of a cause, especially a political cause. You know, I think that's like a legit basic generic definition, right?
Let's do that one again. Or how?
An especially active, vigorous advocate of a cause, especially a political cause.
So, active was one of the first words.
Correct.
Particularly considering it's the root word.
Correct.
Okay.
Which implies action is happening. Right?
Yeah.
Or here's another one. A person who campaigns to bring about social or political change.
Now I want to look up the definition of campaign.
You want to look up? All right. Let's look up campaign.
Because you know what? Maybe these folks actually are activists.
Campaign. Work in an organized and active way toward a particular goal, typically a political or social one.
Or not.
Or not. So, some of the key words that keep coming up are working toward political and social goals, working organized activities. Active. Right? That's kind of, yeah, I know, right? And then, of course, if you, you know, just go, like, colloquially. Yeah.
Yeah. Colloquialism. Colloquified right there.
Colloquially. I'm just making my own fucking word. I don't give. I'm an activist. I can activate my own goddamn words.
I can activate my own goddamn words. You realize Donald Trump is going to say that now. He's going to say...
Sleepy.
He is going to use activate in the wrong way, like, somehow. Like, he's going to say, yeah, I was doing laundry and I activated the bleach. Like, he's going to do that. He probably did it already.
Knowing him, probably.
He's so fucking not smart.
Ugh. And then here's a little bit more. This is just a generic idea. Activism consists of efforts to promote or impede or direct social, political, economic, or environmental reform or stasis with the desire to make improvements in society. Forms of activism can range from writing letters to newspapers or politicians, political campaigning, economic activism such as boycotts or preferentially patronizing a business, rallies, street marches, strikes, sit-ins, hunger strikes. It sounds like action is involved with every single one of these. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, I like in the beginning, I thought it was promising to where it would lean like that, you know, dictionary definition would sort of be against what you're getting at here.
Yeah, no. So, keeping all that, and now y'all might be wondering, why are you telling us, like, the dictionary definition of activism? Why are you leaning so hard on the concept that activism requires some sort of action? I'm gonna tell you why. Because people are acting silly about this Stephon Clark incident, right? He was murdered. One of the latest black people to be murdered by police, I believe shot 20 times. I don't know if he was actually hit 20 times or 20 bullets just happened to be fired.
I think it was like one in the side and eight in the back, if I remember right.
I seem to remember hearing he was actually hit 10 times, but 20 shots were fired, but I did not actually independently confirm.
Yeah, I know he didn't get 20. He didn't get Sean Bell.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't get 20 hits. Which, remember, folks, I think we mentioned on a very recent episode again. Refresh it again. Sean Bell, 51 bullets in him, and they said it was an accident, and that was starting to crack off in the news, but then Becky Lives Mattered, and the Casey Anthony story blew up.
Oh, yeah. And actually, you know who's been tweeting about, I just forgot his name now. Stephon Clark. You know who's been tweeting about him?
Huh.
Bob Kincaid.
Oh.
Yeah, he's hashtagging it, Black Lives Matter. He's like, here's updates from the coroner's report. And, like, I guess in the police report they were saying that they left him out there for 10 minutes before even, like, trying to call for an ambulance. That they just let him bleed out. That's good. Typical police. Good cops. So, that happened. Obviously a tragedy because he got shot for being alive and black at the same time, which police don't like, which the government doesn't like, which this entire white supremacist bullshit system doesn't like. So now his social media is coming out and there's a bit of misogynoir in it, right? I don't want anything black except an Xbox. I believe calling black women ugly. And he had, I think, an Asian girlfriend. I haven't heard confirmation she's Asian, but she's definitely not black. And she would join in with him making fun of black women. So black women, a few black women, have responded to that by saying, well, I'm not going to support somebody who didn't support for me. I'm not going to march for him. I'm not going to do activism for him or in his name. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you are going to take a stance that I'm not going to do activism for him because he was saying this misogynistic stuff, that's fine. That's your right. But it would help if you were actually a goddamn activist in the first place. Can I just say that? I fucking said it. And I know folks get really upset, but a lot of these niggas, especially on social media, and it seems to me that Facebook is the worst for this, a lot of y'all niggas call yourselves activists, organizers, but y'all motherfuckers can't organize a grocery list. You're not doing activism. So when you say that you're not gonna march for him, that's a weird thing to say, because you wasn't gonna march anyway. You weren't. You didn't march for Eric Garner. You didn't march for Eric Garner. You didn't march for Pearly. You didn't march for Rakia. You didn't march for Ayana. You didn't march for Tamir. You didn't march. You've never marched for anybody. So what is the purpose of getting on social media to be like, well, he didn't support black women, so I'm not going to support him. I'm not going to march for him. I'm not going to activism for him. Nigga, you already not an activist. So you're going to do what you did for everybody else, but you try to make it sound different this time? Why is that? Why?
Yeah, I guess I can riff a bit. I don't call myself an activist. Phoenix Kalita says that how I behave in the workplace is activism.
I think so.
But I don't. I would definitely call teenage me an activist. We've riffed over this a gazillion times. You know, registered sex offender moves into the neighborhood, and we give them an incentive to leave, if you will.
That's such a polite way to put it.
That was my activism, really. I'm not an activist. I'm a nigga with a microphone. Riffing and yelling.
And see, the thing I appreciate there is that you don't say that you're an activist. You're not going to be like, I'm not going to march for this person, because you wasn't going to march anyways. Like, let's just be honest about that. And now, unless you're trying to get some sort of social media capital, you're trying to get your likes up, you're trying to, you know, blow up your mentions, what's the point of saying you're not going to march for somebody when you already don't march? Is there a purpose? I think not. So on Facebook, someone made a thread that said, on Stefan Clark, just because he wasn't woke doesn't mean he deserved to get shot 20 times in his grandmother's yard running away from police. And hearing, I'm not going to fight for him from other black people makes me a special type of ill. Yes, acknowledge his anti-blackness, his anti-black womanness, general ignorance, but casting him as deserving of death or a collaborator towards his own demise is a little bit much. Just because he wouldn't fight for me in life doesn't mean the circumstances around his death don't have the same criteria as other murders of black folks by law enforcement officers. If he was still alive, his personal beliefs could have been addressed in life, questioned and dissected, and perhaps he would have had an epiphany. Perhaps not. Maybe he would have still been the same misogynistic piece of shit. But he's dead now, and his beliefs didn't protect him or stop him from getting shot in the back by cops. So I'm confused why some of y'all are acting like he's so beyond our protection. This is about overreaching police powers and the value of black people's lives. It's about the principle, not the person. Now that makes a lot of sense to me, because yeah, even though he said some fucked up shit, he got shot for being black, not for saying fucked up shit, right?
Yeah.
So now when you're sitting it out because he didn't support you, so you don't support him, what you're really doing is helping enable police. Now, I'm not saying you have to invoke his name or be like, I'm doing it for this nigga, but you do realize that if you do nothing every time you disagree with the victim, you're one step closer to being the next hashtag. And I hope you never said some fucked up shit on your old social media accounts.
You just gave me a thought. Like on some COINTELPRO thinking type shit. If there's like, because I mean, they do propaganda. They associate with media. And they know how to use media. Like anybody can make a fucking Twitter account.
Right.
If someone there that wants to sway public opinion, do what they can with public opinion, they can take a look at this dialogue that's going on right now around this and say, oh, so this is what we should just like preemptively do. Just basically make Twitter accounts, say shit like that, you know, like, and get ready and like, and just, you know, make a post like once a week saying some shit like that. And then when somebody gets a shot by us, we fucking take their picture, slap it on that account, and then just get and then share that link with the local news station and be like, this was that guy. Why should they support this? And like, that's, I mean, if I was one of the cops, I'd fucking do it.
I honestly do wonder some of these screenshots, because this isn't the first time this has happened.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh my god, there's like literally so many dead victims. I can't remember everybody's name. I believe it was one of the guys in the South. He had like domestic battery charges, I think. Yeah. And you know, they said the same shit about him. So, you know. Ah. So there's that as well. But, you know, and so I honestly wonder sometimes with these screenshots or these stories that come out, how accurate they are. I oftentimes wonder if the screenshots have been doctored in some way. I mean, I do. I wonder. Because this seems to be the attitude, is like, well, I'm not going to do anything. And it's like, that's, I understand not wanting to do something because that person was an ass, but at the same time, like, nigga, he died because he was black. You black too. Y'all got the same problem, you know? So, anyways, under this comment, under that or post, I said, I don't get it, to be honest. He was killed because he was black. It makes me ill watching a few folks laughing and celebrating his murder. If I'm being super honest, I'm also confused at the black women saying they want to sit this one out or sit out any time a black man is killed by cops. It's not that I think he personally deserves black women's labor. It's that what got him killed will get us killed too. Even if we don't directly invoke his name, we still have to find ways to fight police brutality before we become the next hashtag. And of course, there's hella folks who made hella posts about how they won't march for him, but they've never actually marched for anyone. So, and that did not go over well.
No?
No. Because then someone came in, Katie came in and said, are you for real? Black women march for everyone and lead organizations for black liberation all day, so miss me with that one. Did I say black women don't march for everybody?
Yeah. A verbatim quote.
Actually, what I said is, I'm confused at the black women saying they want to sit this one out. So already disingenuous as fuck, right? And I said, yes, I'm real. Plenty of alleged activists on Facebook have never been in a march for anyone, yet they're stating they won't march for Stefan like it's some kind of boycott. They just stay home during this march the way they stay home for everyone else's marches too. Woke Book is full of the most inactive activists I've ever seen.
I'm holding back on a whole bunch of punchlines I have in my head.
Go ahead.
Doesn't seem appropriate.
Okay. All right.
I want a refund for something I didn't buy. All
right,
keep
right.
going.
Right, I'm boycotting something I was never a consumer of. Okay, let's do that. And so then Katie says, that's not valid to say black women aren't out there marching and organizing because we're the main ones doing it. That's a fact. Did I say that black women are not marching?
Yeah, verbatim
right.
quote.
Verbatim quote. Right, what I said is alleged activists on Facebook have never been in a march, but they're acting like this is a boycott. And I said, I literally did not say that. I said, people posting on Facebook who've never marched before are making a big deal about not marching now as if they're withdrawing labor they never put out in the first place. That's a reflection of whack niggas on Facebook, not black women activists across the country. I would hope that this is clear at this point, but Katie comes back again. And says, well, you're talking about those who are rescinding support because of Stefan, because of Misogynoir. That's black women. Only black women. So, yes, it's fair to assume that's who you're speaking about.
What does rescinding mean?
Taking back.
All right. Let's do that.
Yeah. Now, again, did I not specify I was talking about a specific subset of black women, a specific group of black women? And then William comes in and just says, I hope I get overtime today so he can come in and, like, get the notifications.
I was on break at a 12-hour shift. I got that overtime. Actually, you know, the funny shit, as soon as I type that and hit post, like, the, I was in the cafeteria and one of the bosses, not a Aaron, poked his head in and said, William, 6 o'clock? Damn right.
And I said, why are you conflating all black women activists with the specific ones who make corny Facebook posts? I do not know how to make it more clear to you that I literally did not say all black women or all black women activists, because I literally did not mean all black women. I'm referring specifically to black women on social media making posts saying they won't march for Stefan because of his misogynoir, but they've never actually marched for anyone before. The point is that it's performative outrage and clickbait. You can't rescind support of a cause you never put in work for. Am I? Yeah. At this point, I'm starting to feel like I'm losing my mind. Like, am I like she's just gaslighting me like a motherfucker right now? Honestly, like, this is like legitimate gaslighting.
Yeah.
I'm saying X. Well, why do you keep saying Y? Nigga, nobody said, you said Y. You know, I said
that,
X.
That makes me even more fucked up, because I'm like, I'm going to be amused by watching my spouse get gaslit. All right. That's what I was doing today.
So,
niggas is tuning in and tuning smooth the fuck back out.
Yeah, I know that. I know people are going to be mad about this. I don't care.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at the thing, and it's like, and it says zero, but, like, it'll pop up and say 4 people viewing, 5 people, yeah. 8 people, zero.
Yeah, niggas is mad. I don't care. And I said, and for the record, there are some black men saying the same thing, that they won't march for him either because of how he treated black women. And she said, how do you know they don't march for anyone, though? That's a major assumption. That's bullshit. You're assuming when you really have no idea what anyone does. It's the most baseless argument I've seen on this post. Okay. So I said, these are people I've been interacting with, following, watching on social media for years. If they had been at these marches for black women, they'd be talking about it right now. They would have mentioned it when they did it. They would have photos. They would have posts. They would talk about marches. They don't. A lot of these so-called activists have never done any serious organizing or activism online or off. And she said, not what I've seen. On the contrary, the women I've seen making these statements are huge activists for black liberation. So next. But she didn't mention any names. So.
In the wine cellar, we have a thing about just naming fucking names.
Yep.
Nobody names names. You know what? I guarantee you that all the, because, I mean, if they're doing activism for, like, black life, that's pretty leftist.
Mm-hmm.
They're also collaborating with Mike Cernovich. These are the same people.
Right.
These huge activists are also the Mike Cernovich collaborators.
Yes.
On that gigantic YouTube CNN page, whatever the fuck is happening.
And also, I think if they were major activists and they're black and leftist, wouldn't we know who these niggas is?
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of hang out in a lot of leftist black circles.
Yeah.
And then she goes, well, even if they truly haven't physically marched for anyone, it doesn't matter. It still doesn't mean they aren't valid. Stop policing black women. Thing is, I don't care if they have or haven't. They're still valid in saying they won't support Stefan. Don't take it away. So how the fuck you going to be valid in saying I'm not going to support a nigga that I didn't support in the first place? Because I don't give support to niggas.
That sentence, don't take it away.
Yeah, like, I am taking it away. Me.
No, you're not.
Myself. All by myself. Yeah. I have magic powers, nigga.
Right, that's like when motherfuckers put that meme up when somebody says some shit is whack, and they put that fucking meme up, let people enjoy things. And that's why I had to clown it, because that was Cujo Loco, who's down with the program, but I had to clown that nigga for that whack shit. Because that was Lisa Loco, and this is Becky on Becky Crime. It's kind of funny to me. And, Lisa Loco, they're both, I think Lisa's whiter.
Probably.
Yeah, she's fucking pale. And, and she was talking about the show Stranger Things, I think it was, and she was saying that's some whack shit.
Yeah.
And then Cujo put that shit in, let people enjoy things. And I had to clown that shit. It's like, really? This Facebook post has now ruined all of the joy.
Right.
Of everybody.
Right.
Every Netflix subscriber that watched that program can no longer enjoy it, and then it's not going to get any clicks when the next season drops, and then Netflix is going to let it go, and all those kids are going to lose their jobs. The one that was in the movie It, they're going to take his Pennywise checks back.
Yep.
It's over.
It's over.
Because you didn't let people enjoy things.
Which is the thing. How the fuck do you let somebody enjoy something? How the hell?
That's some tyrannical shit.
Are you going door to door? I will not let you enjoy this. If I think you're enjoying it, I'm going to poke you with a thumbtack until you stop. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, the most not letting people enjoy things I could think of is like the Electoral College. That's
fuck them.
And the Electoral College and superdelegates. They don't let people enjoy things.
They don't let people enjoy things. And so then I was like, okay, well, you don't have to care. I do. It is what it is. And she goes, so a black woman is only valid in making those statements if they're active organizers? Good to know. Who's making these rules? Nigga, who said it was a rule? I just want to know why niggas who don't do activism are making it a point to say, I'm not going to do activism for this guy.
Did this person respond to anything that you actually said?
No. No. And I said, is there a reason you refuse to read my words as is? Once again, for about the fifth time in this thread, you've assigned an idea to me that isn't something I actually wrote. And she said, sorry, but that's basically what you're saying. That's how it comes across.
So you're not saying it, but you're basically saying it.
Because it came across that way.
Nigga, is you saying it or is you not? What the fuck?
So I put in quotes, I've seen some black women say they're rescinding Port of Stefan because of his misogynoir, but they aren't activists and wouldn't have marched anyways. And then I said, equals, only actual activists get to talk about support and Stefan. How did you arrive at this conclusion?
Oh, don't ask that question.
And she said, because you're invalidating what they're saying because you assumed they haven't marched or wouldn't march anyway. I think it's BS.
I had no idea that the Wine Cellar podcast sometimes gets a whole 2,000 downloads in one day. Whoa, watch out now. Can invalidate shit.
It can.
I had no idea we had invalidating powers.
We do have invalidate. It's like with the black delegation gave it to us.
That totally exists, just like the fucking the picnic, the cookout. Yeah, the cookout and the black delegation, two things that clearly exist.
And I said, we already covered this. I'm not assuming. I specified these are folks I've seen since Black Lives Matter took off. They have not marched yet, not even for black women. You're really going out of your way to lie about what I say and put your own spin on my words. Is there a reason you refuse to engage with my words as they are written? And your point is not valid to me, I'm sorry. What? That was her response. I said, can you please engage with my words the way I write them? Your point is not valid to me.
I think that these echo chambers are making people basically more intellectually Trumpian. Like they literally can't fucking talk.
I think it's a social media thing. Everyone has their fucking echo chambers and people refuse to get the fuck out.
Yeah, and I'm not, keep in mind, I'm not on that fucking campus debate shit. Hell, I'm not even on campus. I've got no degrees. But Jesus Christ, like, because it's not like, I don't recommend anybody who's even almost left to go walk up to right-wingers and attempt to have fucking conversations with them. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
Hell, it's hard enough just being an actual leftist and interacting with a fucking Democrat. Makes me want to go over my own screenshots.
Seriously.
For funsies. From Ricardo Lane's post. I just say niggas.
Oh, the boycott one?
If you're a cis man, I just say your name. I don't give a shit. You're protected by all the supremacy. So, yeah, Ricardo Lane had a post. And I'm just trying to talk about like a fucking adult. Because their thing was Laura Ingraham. And they're like, Laura Ingraham's losing sponsors. Which, they were some ain't shit sponsors. Like, I think the biggest one was fucking Nestle.
Yeah.
And it's like, really not Coke, McDonald's, BP, something. Like, fuck out of here. And then also, like, say you get Laura Ingraham's show off. All right, what happened when they got Bill O'Reilly's show off? Tucker fucking Carlson.
Right.
Right? You get Laura Ingraham's shit off. Like, they're just gonna bring in the next motherfucker.
Right.
Right? Maybe somebody that worked for fucking InfoWars. Which is another post that I had to make because all the consecutive hours that I spent analyzing various avenues of right-wing news, which like Fox News is like your rank-and-file Republican. Alex Jones is your John Birch Society neo-Confederate libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Fisher is your evangelical homophobic homophobic as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
William Lane Craig, pseudo-intellectual philosopher, PhD in philosophy,
mm-hmm.
talking Christian shit. Like, I listened... Michael Savage, bombastic, New York Jew-style right-winger.
Yep.
I've analyzed all their shit for years up until March 20th, 2017. And they're all the same, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally all the same because they all come down to some basic things. Those niggers better stay in their place.
Mm-hmm.
Our white women better stay in their place. Those Mexicans work for me, but I'm also going to say that I want you to leave because cognitive dissonance and not in my backyard, and classism is awesome. Mm-hmm. They're all really on the same shit. There's just like different niches of it and different performance right. styles. Like Alex Jones just has a different performance style from Brian Fisher, as Bill O'Reilly had a different performance style from Megyn Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where am I going with this?
I don't know. You did a tangent on a tangent on a tangent.
I fucking did.
Yeah, that was like three tangents in.
Oh, yeah. Because like if they get Laura Ingraham shit off, it's Fox News. They're just going to fill it with the right. same shit that they know their viewers want.
Yeah, probably get fucking with Tomato Lasagna. What the fuck is her name? Tommy Lauren, a show.
Yeah, or the, who's that, oh, wait, no, that it's a black woman conservative, but I think she's already on Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or they might fucking go dig down into podcast land to get that one black woman. I think she calls herself the Oreo Experience.
Ew.
Yeah, go fucking go get her.
Ew. That's gross. But yeah, I just, you know, but again, that was the thing, too, is like, well, we're going to boycott. It's like, you can't boycott some shit you never bought in the first place. You can fucking boycott a show that you've never watched. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Which is basically the same thing that's going on here with this, like, I'm not going to march for him. Okay, but do you ever march?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, right, like, I'm thinking about, like, what, tomorrow's Wednesday?
Yeah.
That's the best day to quit my job at AutoZone, where I don't work.
It is, because it sucks if you do it on Friday.
Yeah, this is the logic. I think, and you folks may have noticed, like, Phoenix has riffed on the actual topic way more than I have, because, you know, there's still black women, and I'm not going to come fucking, like, Phoenix is a black woman herself, so fucking, you know, you get down with your squad and get it cracking. Like, I get it, black men. Like, my recent post, two of them, and we'll segment those off because I got actual answers to the second question. The first one I did was, like, if you're a black man with a Becky, and then, how does it feel to be her get out of racism free card?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we just ended up with a funny rap song.
Yes.
I that forgot the, what was it, Don't You Feel Great?
Don't You Feel Great.
Yeah, the Don't You Feel yeah. Great with the nigga that had to diss Lil Wayne and break down why, because Lil Wayne's hating on him.
He is hating on him at the Grammys or the BET Awards or something, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is just, you know, like, this shit is extra corny to me because I know you're only doing it to have something to talk about. You're doing it for clicks, you're doing it for likes, but you're not a fucking activist. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of y'all niggas couldn't organize a grocery list. Y'all niggas couldn't organize a book club, but you get on social media and pretend that you're a serious fucking activist. But it's like, what do? You make Facebook posts sometimes? You tweet a hashtag? And, you know, activism, that's the thing too, is activism doesn't have to fucking be in the streets activism either. You can do online activism. You can make online safe spaces for people, but y'all not doing that. You can help, you know, raise funds for different causes, but y'all not doing that. You might pass around someone's personal GoFundMe, but when's the last time you took the initiative to create an actual campaign to fund a charity? Y'all don't do that. When's the last time y'all, what, did coat drive? Bought textbooks for somebody? Helped build a domestic violence shelter for domestic violence victims? What the fuck y'all do? All y'all activists, the community fucked up, but y'all activists, what the fuck y'all actifying? What y'all acting on? What is your action of your activism? And the thing is that there isn't. And I'm irritated that you're pretending you're like, I'm really showing, you know, misogynistic black men what's what, because I'm not going to march for them if police do something to them. But you never march anyway. So at the end of the day, you treating Stephon Clark the same way you treated Erica Garner, but you about black women and liberation, though. Okay.
Or go through our archives. Every single black trans woman murdered. And that's just the ones we covered.
Right.
And that's just the ones that haven't been misgendered to a point of we don't even know they were transgender.
Right. Or sex workers. We cover sex worker stories pretty often. What fucking activism did y'all do for the Daniel Holtzclaw victims? Y'all marched? Y'all...
Or the...
Did something?
The rape slave victim, which, I mean, fell under sex workers' rights story, mm-hmm. but rape slave victim who was so young that when she asked for stuff to be sent to her in jail, she asked for coloring books.
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, so, like, what are y'all doing? And then, you know, if you're not actually an activist, which is okay, nobody has to be an activist, but why are you fronting? Why are you lying about it? What is it that you're getting out of that? What, clicks? Likes? Like angry validation, performative outrage, cookies. Whack. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
And I think I'm extra mad about it too because like I literally have been at things and like quite literally
you were down in the ferg, nigga, like, getting banana peels thrown at you by the police.
Yeah, right. Like I think that makes me extra salty about it. Like I have been in situations where someone pulled a gun on me in Ferguson. Police threw bananas at us in Ferguson. You know, I was just doing a thing over the summer in Chicago and I literally got knocked on my ass because a cop hit me. Like, and y'all just come by, I'm not gonna, stop it. You're not an activist. You've never marched. And I'm not even like the baddest activist out there. Like my shit is minimal. It's when I can afford it, when my health is good, which is not a lot of the time that everything lines up that I can even do the activism I want. But I've still had, you know, I've still gotten hit. I've still, you know, done the dirty work. And y'all like, yeah, I'm an activist too. Because I tweeted a hashtag. Nigga, get on your hands and knees and go fucking pick up banana peels cops throw at you. Do that.
And broken glass. Because I think that was what you were originally doing, was picking up broken glass. Yeah. And
who the fuck throws garbage at someone picking up glass? Fucking animals.
Yep.
Ugh.
Fucking animals.
But yeah, so yeah, I'm gonna start being more aggressive about that. If I don't have like receipts of your activism, yeah. I'm an activist. I'm an organizer. No the fuck you're not.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I know.
That was the bulk of the show.
I know. Cause I'm pissed, man. I'm pissed, honestly. Can't stand these niggas.
You could definitely still at least get niggas a little headline action, right?
Yes.
Austin police officer is now jobless after using excessive force during an October 2017 arrest, according to media reports. Robert Mathis and another officer were near the Georgian Drive and Powell Lane on Austin's north side October 6th when they spotted a known sex worker talking with a potential client. According to the Austin American-Statesman, the two officers approached the client's vehicle and let him off with a warning before confronting the sex worker, the newspaper reported.
Mm-hmm.
The thin man line. Woo! A now retired cop in Chicago sexually abused.
Raped.
All right. Raped a woman inside a police station, department officials announced Thursday. Michael Clifton, a 59-year-old individual, was arrested Wednesday after an extensive investigation by the department's internal affairs unit found that he sexually abused...
Raped.
...a 35-year-old woman while on duty inside the Calumet District Police Station in September 2016. And a Florida man, meanwhile, a Florida man was arrested this weekend after fleeing a traffic stop, then later coming back to taunt the officers and do donuts on his four-wheeler, according to the Walton County Sheriff's Office.
What the fuck, Florida?
Mr. A.A. Ron Clark, a 24-year-old individual, was charged with fleeing, attempting to elude, and reckless driving after he ran away from a traffic stop Saturday night, deputies said.
Wait, he ran away? They didn't even... You know what? He was white. Never mind. Of course, yeah. They didn't try to stop him.
Hey, could give him eight of them hot ones, nigga. Texas has executed a death row inmate 13 years after he murdered a pregnant sex worker, then stuffed her body in a suitcase and tossed her in a landfill. Rosendo Rodriguez III, a 38-year-old individual, was executed at the Huntsville unit on Tuesday night.
And you know what was extra fucked up about that, too?
He gave,
like, his little last words before they executed him. And he was saying shit like, yeah, I'm ready to see my family in heaven, and I fought the good fight, and I did my best, and, like, didn't say shit about apologizing, nothing. And her family was there, too. And he saw him, like, dead-ass looked at him and was like, yeah, I fought the good fight. I did my thing. Like, fucking asshole.
You know what? The cold game is there's swerfs that would also celebrate that.
Yeah, actually.
So even though they use the word celebrate in the post and then the screenshots gets posted in the comments section, you say they're not celebrating.
That was fucked up.
You should riff about that on a Patreon only joint.
I should. Yeah,
like you could riff it on your smart device and just send me the file and I upload the fucker. Yeah, because that is essentially an addendum to what the bulk of the episode was.
Yes.
Am I using the word addendum right?
I think so.
I'm just going by it because the way I've heard it used, and I didn't look it up, and that's irresponsible of me. Because
you didn't take an action.
I like no one. No, I'm not an activist. Fucking, I like knowing what the word means that I'm using, which is why people might notice it seems I have a limited vocabulary. And it's because I just don't want to make an error like that or inadvertently misinform or miscommunicate.
Yeah.
Another one. I just have the link. Man accused of murdering a sex worker in a Baton Rouge motel. All the links to all these stories are on WineCellarMedia.com. Yes. Under the post for this episode, what the fuck is an activist? Another one. Police in Tennessee say a convenience store clerk has been charged in the fatal shooting. I'm not pronouncifying in the fatal shooting of person suspected of stealing beer,
which was a black teenage male. Yes,
if you think they took some beer, you chase them down and you shoot them in the back.
Yeah,
that's right. Skeleton walked into a bar and said, give me a glass and a mop. I'll tell you what.
Wow. Really? That's what you want to go with?
That's what you want to go with.
Okay.
You want to go run around with your little colored friends? Nobody understand what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, okay, sure.
What? Alright, let's see. What the... Alright. Let's take a little looky-poo over here. And this is on a news outlet, WBRZ2. And it's in Baton Rouge. Police have arrested a man accused of shooting and killing. The language they use here is transgender prostitute. And they kind of get into this thing. So, of course, we'd say a transgender sex worker at a Baton Rouge motel earlier this morning. Now, it gets interesting because the thing is, we don't know if this individual is transgender or if they... Or if they were a cis male who just did this as sex work. You already read the story?
Yeah.
And what did you... Yeah, because it's
probably a trans sex worker.
Word?
Probably.
Okay. Because there's just no confirmation, so yeah. I don't know. The story continues on. According to the Baton Rouge Police Department, the shooting happened shortly after 1 in the a.m. at the Shades Motel on Airline Highway. There, police found a 28-year-old, and then they see now if this person is trans, then they dead named the victim here. 28-year-old individual by dead name. from a gunshot in the arrest records. Police say this individual was, and they put a transvestite working as a prostitute out of the motel room. So I don't know. Yeah, because again, like, if you're not what folks might refer to as passing, you know, probably like even more likely to be misgendered. Looking at this article here, through witness accounts and surveillance video, investigators learned that the suspected shooter, a 28-year-old Dedrick Butler, had entered dead name's motel room just after 1 in the a.m. Monday. Police say a friend of dead name then arrived at the motel but hid after he heard a gunshot come from inside the room. Dedrick Butler was then seen on surveillance video leaving the room and taking off in his vehicle. While investigating the victim's phone, police found recent messages between dead name and Dedrick. Yeah. Woo! Officers were, because I'm trying to, because you know you're reading it and riffing it, and I don't want to just go blowing up the dead name there.
Right.
I've said dead name so many times.
Right.
God, do you think I work for MSNBC and that's my talking point?
Shit.
Fucking officers were then able to track down Mr. Butler's vehicular and take him into custody. During questioning, Mr. Butler admitted to going into the hotel room armed with a gun at the time of the shooting. However, he denies that he's the one who shot dead name. Mr. Butler was booked into the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison and charges of second-degree murder, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and possessing a weapon with an obliterated serial number. Ooh.
Trans woman.
Oh, you found another outlet.
It's just like a little snippet. It's only like three sentences. But her name was Amia Tyree Berryman.
Amia Tyree.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Nice. Yes. Where did you find that?
Autostraddle.
What's Autostraddle?
It's a website. It's like a lefty website. Yeah. But the article itself is just like a list with like a little blurb about all the trans women of color killed so far this year.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Whew. That's fucking rough, yo.
Yeah. So yeah, Amia.
Alright, let's fucking take a look at this. What the hell's going on here? I think this is a good way to take things out. This is a serious program. We don't goof around on this show, ma'am.
We know it was very, very serious. Everything we do is very serious.
I hear you snickering.
What? Who?
His name is A.A. Ron Keith Clark.
Oh man, I should have never showed you that clip.
What? What?
You want to go to war, Balake?
Yeah. Oh man, that shit, it is hard not to do, man. That's why I just did it. Like, for folks that don't follow me on the Facebooks, I call one of the bosses at work AA Ron now. It was too hard to fucking not do it.
Well, it's better than calling him colonizer.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Shouldn't do that there.
Should not do that.
So we hit this up in the headline rundown, but didn't really get down to the funky stuff. So A.A. Ron Clark, the meanwhile in Florida story, Clark.
Wait,
was
what? Where the fuck is it from?
Walton County.
No, the first word of the Defunniac. That's the fucking name of the town, Defunniac.
Just call them the Deflunkies. So Deflunky Springs. A.A. Ron was stopped along with two other four-wheelers, which are like, what do they call them? ATVs,
yes.
Is that like all-terrain vehicular?
Yes.
All right. So they were stopped on their all-terrain vehiculars attempting to elude. On Walton County Road, while the two other vehiculars stopped, Aaron rode away from the deputies. Later that night, Aaron returned to the traffic stop with a beer in his hand, yelling, "Come and get me!" to the deputies before riding off again, according to the sheriff's offices. Deputies tried to catch up with Aaron, but when they turned the corner onto Margaret Boulevard, Aaron sped at the deputies, holding a beer can in his hand and yelling.
Deputy, why people be fucking wilding? What? Who does this?
Aaron does this. Nigga, respect, nigga.
He's a fucking activist. There's a lot of activity happening here.
When you do shit like that, what up?
Aaron is the activist.
That's why he's got so many A's in his shit. Nigga, activist, Ron. That's a fucking... deputies went to Aaron's home to arrest him and said that he had no memory of the incident because he was intoxicated, according to deputies.
Oh my God. I cannot imagine being so drunk that you taunt cops on an ATV holding a beer and forget.
Anytime a story involves a white man holding a beer... he's gonna do something to which other white men with guns and badges say, "We've gotta put you in the drunk tank for a bit."
That's almost as fun as that one on the Skyjack.
Oh man, you gotta wish that was real. It was scripted though. But that shit was fucking funny, man. And you know what? I drove a Skyjack at work again, and no, I'm not certified. Welcome to the blue collar.
Nice.
All right, I think that'll be the deal. That'll be your wine cellar. This is what I can do in between 12-hour shifts because I got to get the overtime checks up. So basically, that's what we're doing with the month of April is getting the overtime checks up so that when we go to apply for small house, big apartment, whichever one, right? Mm-hmm. Small house or big apartment, don't give a shit. We got to apply to rent something. Mm-hmm. And we just want to have the most on check stubs that we can show.
Right.
So yeah, I got to get those fucking overtime hours. I'm saying yes every time. Get all those in for the month of April. Mm-hmm. And then what? March, April, May. And then May, apply and get approved. And then like what? Because I don't know how that works in Illinois. In Florida, you might apply for some shit like 90 days before you move in. You know,
about a month, yeah.
Oh, damn. So we should wait until June to apply? We should look and see exactly when the lease is up here.
It's up July 1st. The end of June. The last day of June is it. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that, March, April, May, June. Okay. So yeah, May. All right. Apply in May.
Yeah.
Apply in May. Get fucking accepted. Move our asses into the either big apartment or small house, and then we'll have a third bedroom, and we'll be able to actually make a real podcast studio.
Yes.
To do the videos and the podcasting out of. And then also, just Phoenix and I are introverts. Like, even though we're a couple, we take time away from each other inside the household. So, like, I'll actually have a bedroom where I can just go fucking tuck away.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like... we can literally just go to our rooms. We will actually be a Dennis Leary joke.
Oh, my God.
Where he said, if you're a married couple, have separate rooms, come out of the rooms, fuck, go back to your room. Like, yeah, I think it's logical. So, fucking, that's what's going on, folks. If you, can find me on the Facebooks, William J. Jackson, or the link would just be facebook.com/ Wine Cellar Podcast, and that'll take you straight to my Facebook page. Scroll down, there's a video of the kittens playing around, fighting, Killmonger getting his ass kicked, as per usual.
Killmonger won today.
Oh, that's one of the kittens' names, folks, the gaditos. Killmonger won a fight with who? Unnamed?
Light-skinned Killmonger?
That should actually be the whole name. Light skin Killmonger. That is fucking awesome. Hilarious things are funny. And shout out to the only person that commented in the chat space for this episode. As I say, Winter...
I can't read that from here.
Well, Winter B. Loco and put a hashtag justice, hashtag hope. Nigga, I hope a motherfucker gets some justice. All right, Facebook nice. Live. Peace, motherfucker. And then there's a podcast audio. Let's get that the heck darn on out of here. I know Phoenix Leader wants to go drink your Mike's Hard Lemonade with your wine. You didn't get a Mike's Hard Lemonade? They just don't have the one you want.
They have mango. Disgusting.
Phoenix wants her strawberry pineapple Mike's Hard Lemonade. PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Oh, yeah, and that Patreon, we actually use that as part of the application. That's how we moved into this apartment. Like, we actually, like, can print checks, the Patreon, as check stubs. So, like, you folks that hit up the Patreon, you're literally helping us be not homeless. Thank you. All right. Have a good one.